here.
It's the boys. It's boys Jordan. Time.
It's the boys.
It's time for boys to talk. Boys. The what boys?
Tunnel boys.
Tunnel boys. I would love to live in a tunnel. I'd
love to live in a tunnel. That's going to be the new thing. You know, it's like tiny houses or, you know, live in a ship in a shipwreck. Remember last year, everyone's like, oh, I want to live in a shipwreck at the bottom of the river. It's going to be tunnels.
I want to live in a tunnel. I want to like just commandeer a tunnel and, right. And
this is my portion.
Take it over. This is it.
Unfortunately, you have to, you'll see the other people as you try to leave, depending how far your part of the tunnel is.
Right.
You know, yours could be like a mile in.
You're,
you know,
descending that's your area. Into the tunnel, but then you have to pass through.
Pass through and see all sorts of things happening. Yeah.
Well, someday.
We'll build a tunnel for you underneath your house.
Yeah, you can build a tunnel. What do you need? People have been building tunnels for hundreds of years.
Right.
Like, what did they, if they could do it, you know, before they had YouTube, then I can do it now.
Have you ever seen Marius's hands, the way they look? They're ripe for digging.
Black fingernails that are like, they're like granite.
I mean, the tunnels dug, the tunnels are dug better if they're done by human slave hands.
Yep. That is true. Like a human that is laboring against their will. It's right. Just the quality of work is going to be better.
You know, the work, it'll all get paved over, but you know that it's under there. That work, that good looking work.
You can sense it. It's just the
I just see you on your hands and knees just sweating. You know, just sweating your ass off, but your eyes are just as wide open as they possibly could be, and you're on all fours, and you're just, and I see you just scraping your fingernails against.
Yeah, I'm my own slave.
And I watch. I just sit and watch you for, it seems like an eternity.
Yeah, you're on like a lawn chair, just right. Idly watching me, kind of dozing off as I frantically.
So meditative. It's Buddhism for me, watching Marius dig in a tunnel,
grunting and groaning.
Help me, you know, just through the tunnel.
That's the groan of a digger, for sure.
It is true. The groan of a digger. The groan of a digger. It's a romantic novel by.
It's like one of those sexy romance novels.
Digger. He was a digger. His digger's hands were all over her body.
The callous digger's hands.
His digger's hands caressed her slowly, pinching while caressing.
His splintering fingernails were getting caught in her skin sexually.
Moans of pain. Soon turned to moans of pleasure. you just see that she's just got hives all over because the skin is so rough and it's dug into her skin and it's giving her an infection.
Yeah, the fragments are you know, they're getting burrowed into, they're like splinters in her skin.
That dirty stuff under her nails has gone inside of her now, and it is thriving. In her bloodstream.
It's just been, like laying dormant in the fingernail waiting for a bloodstream to come in contact so it could, you know, burst back to life.
It didn't realize that the bacteria, it enjoyed living underneath this man's fingernails, but it didn't realize that its true environment should be in this woman's bloodstream.
Blood. It's just been waiting.
And then she falls ill. The man was still feeling erotic, you know, it goes, then it's like, and then the rest of the book is just this like hospice porn, her dying of this blood illness for 40 pages.
Yeah. And she's still horny. It's consensual.
Right.
To be clear, she likes, you know, some people have that fetish where they like to be dying and then that's when they get the horniest.
They would have to do they do like a Aleister Crowley style sex ritual in order to heal stuff.
Do you think you can find like niche porn about people being like in hospice care?
Oh, I'm sure.
It'd be like, oh, I mean, like, oh my, I'm so ill. And then like, then, you know,
get AI to listen to our shows and then, and then, write a porn.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I know there's porn. there's nurse porn, but this is different. Right. This is like specifically,
I need the blues, you know?
Yeah.
Blues, definitely blues is blasting. And then women are, you know, and just like, oh, but yeah, I would imagine that it would have to be very underground because you would have real hospice, right?
Yeah. It's gotta be very real feeling, like actual people that are dying, right? And like, you know, the people that work there,
they're clearly held against their will. I mean, cause how else?
Yeah. You don't have to be like a nurse to work in a hospice, right?
But as they say, people in hospice are, when you're near death, you get, or people say, you know, like right before people die, they kind of come back like, oh.
Yeah, they get juiced up.
They get juiced up before they die. It's like they're getting ready. And they also get very aroused. And oftentimes that's when a lot of people become just pregnant.
Yeah, right, nature's Viagra. And then, yeah, it's like classic, you know, these old women become impregnated.
And they're giving birth in these hospital beds.
In the twilight of their lives.
People don't know what to do with these babies.
What do they do with these babies that come out of them? You know, it's an epidemic. Blues. No one wants to talk about it.
Don't take her to Blues Hospice. Unless you want her to become pregnant.
She's still fertile. She's fertile.
Come to Blues Hospice. I picture the song. For the, you know,
yeah,
it's like, well, look, Grandma, hospice is more for me than you. You know, it's just a place where you're going for.
Yeah, this is my gift.
Son, I know I don't really like the blues, but my son really wants me to go to Blues Hospice.
He enjoys it.
Marius is looking it up. I see Marius furiously
googling
Blues Hospice. He's like, this idea is too good.
It's got, someone's made
hospice, not just for you, but for your family's enjoyment.
Yeah.
Right?
Someone's,
they probably have that stuff. Ours would be seedy though. It would be like a casino, you know, and you'd get like your rooms comped and there'd be all sorts of deals here and there and, you know, ladies of the night, this kind of thing.
Yeah. There'd be a lot of like kind of shady, secondary income opportunities.
Lobster, lots of buffets, lobster and, you know, prime rib buffet, seafood spreads, this kind of thing. Champagne toast.
Yeah, I just I wanted the robot to give me a picture of a Blues Hospice Care advertisement. They're all black and white and it's like old men playing guitar while other old people.
What are you talking about? You made this in AI?
Yeah, I used.
Send it to me.
All right, I'm going to send it in the chat. This one's pretty good.
All right.
Okay. Peaceful and dignified care if life's final stages. That's what it says.
You just put this into AI?
Yeah, I just did it into...
I can't see it.
Well, here, I haven't sent it to you yet. Here, where's the chat?
I can't wait.
There you go. Do you see it?
Blues Hospice. Yeah, it's too vanilla. It needs to be.
Yeah, I don't know. I need to like tell it to be darker.
It needs to be. Yeah, it's like an old white guy.
Yeah,
like handsome chiseled white guy with gray hair playing the blues, and all these people crowded around him. Well, you don't know he's playing the blues. You're assuming.
Yeah, yeah. That's Blues you're Hospice. Really trying to. Yeah, the picture's leaving a lot for you to fill in the blanks.
Please don't. You're gonna have to. In my will, it's gonna be say you're gonna have to invent Blues Hospice.
Someone in my name. I want you to open Blues Hospice. The Charlie Salasumara Center for Blues Hospice Care.
What is this place? Why are we here? Bring the kids. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't like I'm gonna have to about that stuff.
I'm gonna have to noodle on this. I got a good advertisement out of Dolly, but
right. How much would we should advertise that on billboards. Mm-hmm. They got to be cheap now, billboards.
Yeah, billboards, yeah. They're desperate just for anyone.
Blues Hospice with Marius and Charlie. You know, visit, listen here to the info about it. We will tell you all about it through our episodes. You know, and then it's just us talking about blood parasites.
Yeah.
But seriously, when those hands touched that woman, it hurt her, and but she, you know, she recoiled, but the relationship, the parasites and the knew they needed to be in her.
Yeah.
Into her blood.
Something happened. They were activated. And
it was like a reverse cocoon.
Yeah.
When was the last time you saw Cocoon? Somebody just tried to get me to watch it.
I watched it like a couple of years ago.
I didn't know this, but it is a book. It is a book first. Do you know that?
I just sent you another one. This one's a little bit better.
Oh, where'd it go? This one's definitely this one's darker. Would you just type in "make him older"? why is he? It should be the opposite. Why is the old man? I like the guitar has like
it's like rotting away. Like
stuff rotting off the side of it.
And his skin is falling off.
And it sort of looks like Jerry Garcia, but if Jerry Garcia was really skinny and had tattoos.
Yep. Well, right. It feels pretty close. So I feel like we could put this on a billboard and it would probably.
Yeah. Let's catch some attention.
Yeah, so we get some attention.
Just cause some accidents.
Yeah, we could get some.
I think one step darker.
Yeah. Get some, like, you know, some venture capital funding to open up the place. Get, you know, we need some over, you know, pay for the overhead.
Yeah, we need some clients. We need people. We need people in the door. We need a lot of people. We need a lot of beds filled. So if you guys know anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, get some funding. Get it going.
Yep.
Fun place. I think there are laws on the way you're supposed to treat dying people.
Well, different states. It's like
different states.
Different states. Yeah, you go to, I don't know.
Yeah, Oregon's is very relaxed.
We got to move to Kentucky to.
Yeah, Kentucky. It's very strict here. It's you could just kind of. No, yeah, I would imagine Kentucky would be very. Alabama. Yeah. There are no laws. You could do whatever.
That's
you want.
That's where you go. I was listening to this podcast about like a woman talking about going through the like rehab grinder in Florida, and it's all just like super corrupt. Like they just, you can just say that you're like. You could, like anyone can open up like a halfway house and get state funding. And so people just get kind of like tossed around and they're just in these like shitty places run by horrible people. So that's a racket. If you want to get into it, you can just turn your house into like a halfway house. Yeah. Or like an inpatient or whatever, like rehab zone and, you know, whatever, just figure it out.
That's like a good. That sounds like a real easy and fun way to make a living.
Yeah, you know, it's like, I don't want to go to the office every day. I just want to be around.
Get him out of here! Get him out of here! You can't be in here! Yeah, it's just that kind of stuff. We got a problem. We've got a problem downstairs.
Yeah.
Ray, can you go down there? Ray, can you hear me? I don't know.
Yeah, you got to hire some guy named Ray.
You got to hire Ray. Get in there.
He's got a ponytail.
Be the big boss. He's like a bouncer, ex-bouncer.
Yeah, ex-bouncer.
He runs it like a rock and roll cool place. He's like, hey, you got backstage passes to my rehab, my halfway house.
Wearing a leather vest. Big fat guy.
I always wonder about that, how people get into that kind of stuff where they're just like, all right, here we go. I know what I could do.
Yeah.
I could get some money and I'm going to open up a halfway house.
Well, I think it's people that have like gone through it themselves and they're like, oh, I got kind of scammed through this shitty situation, but now I can do it.
Right. Yeah. Sounds nice.
It's just paying it forward.
It's the American way.
Exactly. Like, yeah, you get fucked over and you're like, oh,
dream.
How can I fuck over people?
I can do it too.
I can fuck over also.
They did it to me. They did it to me. I'll do it to you now.
I'm owed this karmically.
Yeah.
It's a freebie.
Right. That's how
God is
works.
Smiling on me as I fuck these people over.
Right. God does smile upon those people.
Yep. They're living the good life, it seems like.
You know, like Rupert Murdoch. Looks that guy. If you don't think he's taking that anti-aging medication, you're out of your mind. It's happening. He's gonna be.
Oh yeah.
We're gonna be dealing with him for the next 120 years.
He's being injected with baby stem cells.
Oh yeah, for sure. He has a whole. He has his basement is a birthing center for him to take the blood from the babies and inoculate himself with the life force.
Yep.
More pleasure, he says. More in the middle of the night. Way, rings a bell.
Pleasure,
more blood. And they come in and it's like two nurses scuffle in.
Yeah,
you know,
scrambling.
Two male nurses with like, you know, like one of those you know those like old school nursing outfits where it's like big, like a nice big collar and shuffling in, chicka chicka, and they inoculate him and then he goes right back to bed. He's got a really very young wife too.
Yeah, he's probably stealing her blood just for fun.
Right.
Why not? That's what I would do.
Birthing his own birthing center.
It's like just his own spawn that are just his blood sacks for him to
blood boy. Where is the blood boy?
Yeah. That's the way to do it.
That is the way to do it. You'd get away with it. Look at Scientology. Where's David Miscavige's wife? You know? Nobody cares. Nobody's asking. I mean, I think you could just like take people and hide them away, like take a woman or two, and then, you know, you kidnap them, and then you could have them perpetually giving birth, and then you're using the children's blood.
Yeah. What if Tom Cruise leaves the church? And then,
this is the Halloween. This is the Halloween special.
Then he knows, because he knows where Miscavige's wife is.
He knows where it is. When you see Tom Cruise in these movies and you see him talking or whatever, you can see in his eyes he's really done something.
He knows stuff.
So much.
That he does not want to know, but he does, and you can't unknow certain things.
I gotta go now. I have to go motorcycle with David Miscavige now.
I have to go motorcycle around. I don't want to, but you gotta. Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
You can only listen to when you're inside Beck, when you're a Scientologist. It's one of the couple, Kiss and Beck. It's all you're allowed to listen to.
Just, yeah, miserable.
Just every Beck. Luckily, Beck has 14 albums you can listen to.
Yeah, you can. Be like, oh, I guess I'm gonna put on Odelay.
It's like, please, you need to make another record. I can't put on Odelay.
I don't want to listen to Odelay again.
More Beck, a new Beck album. He's just the only famous Scientologist that I know of.
Yeah, Odelay is the only record I know of his either, because I owned that one when I was in high school.
I don't like Beck. It's not good.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, I liked that album. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. At the time, but I find it very grating now.
Yeah,
it's produced by the guys that did Paul's Boutique.
Oh yeah,
it's the same guys,
Dust Brothers.
Yeah.
Paul's Boutique is the music is a masterpiece. Whether you like the rapping and the music,
yeah,
it's insane what they did. How they put
like,
those samples together.
They like, but without computers, it's crazy. They invented a new thing.
They did it with typewriters.
they were, you know, just phonographs. They would print it out and have to play it and move the needle by hand to start the loop over.
I have a particular, part of the reason why I don't like Beck is I went to, it was Lollapalooza in 1995.
Okay.
And I this got stuck. It wasn't Lollapalooza. It was 1996 or whatever. It wasn't Lollapalooza. It was Bumper Shoot.
Yeah.
And Future Festival.
I was probably there too.
Beck was playing. And everyone, I couldn't find everyone, but everyone was supposed to meet at a certain place, and I wanted to leave.
Meet me at Beck. That's what everyone said.
I was just had to sit through Beck, and it was like, it seemed like 4 hours, and he was doing, it was so not good.
I can't explain it. I was probably there, but I don't really remember.
And the last song he did, that one, the hit with the bam, 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 that song.
Uh-huh.
And it was
everyone
just,
cheered. And you're miserable.
I don't know.
We were standing right next to each other.
I don't think we know. We were. Yeah, we were holding hands. We had no idea.
No idea.
Holding, just we were so angry, clasping hands. Little did I know that we would be doing the show.
I was just a 16-year-old boy.
But I think that ruined it for me. I don't know why.
Yeah, that was it.
If you're listening to this, Beck,
fuck you.
Where is David Miscavige's wife? Please, everyone is dying to know.
She's a human being.
Oh,
she
deserves. We have, oh yeah, no, she's in the basement of.
Oh, she's chained up.
Chained up, for sure.
She's down there. She hasn't seen the sun in years. Yep. Skin's translucent. He's got no shame about it. He doesn't see. He's been in Scientology so long. He doesn't know right from wrong anymore.
Right. Who? David Miscavige.
Beck.
Oh, Beck. Yeah. Yeah. That's why he keeps making these records.
He doesn't know how evil he is.
Just do another one. They keep begging him, please, because you're only allowed to listen to Kiss. Beck. You're allowed to listen to the bass player of Van Halen's solo albums.
Chick Corea. He's a Scientologist. Yeah.
Man, so cool. I'm gonna get on the next phase, man. Fucking get me in there, bro. Yeah. Play piano. What is it called? The next, those levels? Like, I've read the whole
I don't know.
I read a book about it. Now I can't remember anything about it.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember.
Hey, man. Thank you so much. I'm getting paid $25,000 for this gig, and it's gonna get me to the next level in Scientology. Huh? He just says that. He's like, this song is dedicated to the religion of Scientology. Blink, 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 blink. Then just do all of Return to Forever.
Just insane fusion.
Just so good. He's the only one that's allowed to be.
Yep.
Sir, God bless you, but I don't think he was a Scientologist when he made those Return to Forever records.
No, I think he was probably doing some weird
coke. He was doing cocaine.
He was doing cocaine and like probably he's probably like following some, you know, Maharishi guy.
God bless him.
And then he moved on to the next thing. That's the thing, right? It's like these like kind of post these hippies, aging hippies, and they're like trying to figure out the next like spiritual thing.
Blues hospice.
That we got to turn that into a religion somehow.
Welcome. Come in.
Because then you get tax exempt. That's the big thing for me. It's like, yeah. I just don't want to pay taxes anymore. No. You know?
I'm not going to lie. We do lock the doors and you will be in a cage at night. But there are some perks. The blues will be playing 24 hours. There'll be live blues.
Yeah.
At least 20 hours a week.
We've licensed the entire Eric Clapton discography to play.
Like every Friday is an Eric Clapton cover band. Derek and the Dominoes.
Derek Clapton.
Derek Clapton. And Jimi Hendrix on the bass guitar. Yep. I'd pay for it.
Yep, I'd watch that.
Why am I here? Why did you take me here? Where am I?
Where's my home?
Where's my home?
The bars in the windows hospice. Drop.
Blues hospice. But I'm not even sick.
I'm very healthy.
Blues hospice. And then it's like a guy, like that guy from Night Court, the bald guy. He takes
takes he's you to bed. Dragging you.
As the blues is just, you see mouthing words, but you can't hear because the blues is so loud.
You're screaming, but you can't hear your own voice because the blues overpowering.
Where's my son? Why did he drop me off here?
Blues. He said we were getting ice cream.
It's so sad. That's usually what it is. So we're going to get ice cream.
Get in the car.
What's your favorite thing? What do you like best?
Do you like ice cream? See, this is why I don't have kids. They can't do this to me. I'm just going to...
Yeah.
I'll just die in an apartment and my neighbors will smell me.
Right. That's the way better way to go.
Way better.
Just haunt the living shit out of the apartment.
Yeah. Just leave a stain, you know?
Yeah, just can't get out. We're going to have to get rid of the floorboards. What can we do?
We got a carpet. We're going to have to put carpeting down.
What do we do? Put carpeting.
In just this one room. It's going to be carpeting.
Man, that's a weird musky smell in here. It's not bad. It's not a bad smell.
I kind of like the smell. I
enjoy it, yeah. It's musky. Someone with cologne used to live here. A strong man. Just melted down into the floorboards. Like
yep,
your puddle. DNA. You could
still
scoop
in there.
DNA to clone you 100 times.
Yeah, just chip like a splinter out of the floorboard, and that's it. That's enough to Jurassic Park me back to life.
I was telling the kids, I was like, I'm gonna clone you guys. I'm gonna clone you, and then you guys are gonna have brothers and sisters that look exactly like you.
Yeah, that's
because they're still young, you know.
Yeah, they're young enough. Now's the time to do it.
Anyway, on that note.
We'll see you next time.
Love you guys.
Love you. Bye.
Thank you.